You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are now tuned in to another episode of Locked On Pac-12. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Cindy Robinson, and I am joined by Brian Brown from Locked On Utes. Brian, you know, I've been talking to you a lot this week, and we thought we were cutting down on this, but apparently not. You're just going to be, like, here all the time. Can't get rid of you, huh?
This is the worst part about me having minions, is they make demands, and they're loud, and they don't have a lot else going on in their lives. And so they just keep harassing you to keep bringing me back on the air. Thank you to all my minions. I love you. I appreciate you. But you know what? Like, I'm selfish because I love coming on here and hanging out with you.
It's okay. Luckily, we love having you on here. You give us great insight and you make me laugh every now and then. So it's okay.
Except for when I don't say the Coug word, huh?
Yeah, that was rude. You know, earlier this week, you know, what was that, Wednesday? We did an episode together and you just wouldn't say it and it hurt my feelings, but it's okay.
We'll get past it. We got plenty of weeks after this one to where I can use the Coug word.
All right. Well, today we are continuing giving you guys some previews into the college football Pac-12 season, starting with the games that are happening this week, all openers for these schools, except for UCLA, who we will be kicking this today off with, covering UCLA versus LSU, Purdue versus Oregon State, Stanford versus K-State, Oregon versus Fresno State, UW versus Montana, and Cal versus Nevada. So we have a full slate of games to discuss. Not a lot of time because we don't want to keep you locked up. But before we get into this, you need to know that the NFL season is about to begin and nobody covers it like the Locked On Network podcast or Locked On Podcast Network. Look at me all over the place. August 30th through September 8th, Locked On's Ultimate Season Preview is taking you through every team and every division with the help of Odyssey's Ross Tucker and Jason LaConfora. Follow the Ultimate Season Preview 2021 feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts to tune in beginning August 30th. All right, Brian, UCLA versus LSU is probably one of the biggest games happening in college football this weekend, and it is being hosted in the one and only Rose Bowl. So we already got a glimpse of UCLA versus Hawaii last week. UCLA kicked off their season. That was their opener. Unfortunately, the Rose Bowl was very empty, but also at the same time, we understand with everything going on with COVID, it might be for the better. I don't know if that's going to be the case this weekend. UCLA versus LSU is a game that I don't think a lot of people want to miss.
No, it's not. It's really the premier game in college football this weekend for the most part, especially for the Pac-12. And I think there's a lot of fascinating points of interest to this one, right? Like, UCLA's already played a game. We saw kind of two versions of Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who is a podcast favorite on here for us. We're hoping that the second half version of him shows up for the first and second half of this game, but also that UCLA run game needs to show up because LSU is absolutely stacked on the defensive side of the football.
Yes, for sure. Also, really briefly, the state of Louisiana has been going through a little bit of turmoil, not even a little bit, a lot of bit of turmoil dealing with Hurricane Ida. Luckily, it doesn't seem like it was as bad as Hurricane Katrina, but a lot of families were still being displaced from their homes right now. A lot of people evacuated to different states, mainly Texas. So thoughts and prayers with those who are dealing with the results and ramifications of Hurricane Ida, for those with damaged houses, all of that. I will provide information in the description of this show of where you can donate, get more info of how you could help if you are interested in that. I do know that the Cajun Navy is something you want to look up. They are really the unsung heroes of this whole situation, raising money, actually out there in the trenches, trying to help save people that were stuck in houses. and all that good stuff. So definitely look them up, the Cajun Navy, and I will provide their info and more info in this description of this show. But back to football, UCLA versus LSU. It is definitely going to be one of those games that, you know, everyone's going to be tuned into. Do you feel like UCLA is ready for an opponent as, I will say, as good as LSU? It's hard to say, you know, who's good or who's not after the year that everyone had last season. But LSU is, you know, a former national champion team. They are part of the SEC. Like, it's a different caliber than what UCLA is used to seeing on a regular basis.
Yeah, it is. And I don't think there's anything wrong with admitting the fact that the SEC is really the best football in college football across the board. And LSU is a part of that. I think the real thing that UCLA is in for in terms of a rude awakening is the physicality of that LSU defense. I think it really starts in the defensive backfield, oddly enough, with Derek Stingley Jr. and Eli Ricks. They're the best cornerback tandem in the country. I don't think that DTR has faced a group like that one since he's been at UCLA, and so he's really going to have to be sharp. We've talked a lot about it, how UCLA has to be stout in their run game, but that's the same with LSU. They returned their top two rushers from last year in Ty Davis Price and John Emery. I think the biggest question for LSU is what do they get at quarterback?
All right. So, I want to know what you think LSU's biggest weakness is that UCLA can capitalize on.
I really do think it's sophomore quarterback Max Johnson. He's only making his third start. I think this UCLA defense showed some improvement last week. They limited Hawaii to just 26 yards rushing, which is a tremendous feat. And so if they can do something similar, now you're not going to limit LSU to 26 yards. Let's just stop with that. That's crazy talk. But what you can do is you can minimize the amount of yards that they get per carry. If they can do that and force LSU's QB into third and long situations, you know, I think you can pin your ears back. We saw some good stuff from Ale Cajo, the transfer from Alabama. He knows what to expect and playing at LSU, so you know he's going to have his guys up and ready to go. And if they can get some pressure on Johnson, I think that could really change the tide a little bit for UCLA. You know, I'm looking for Quantrez Knight is a guy that could have a really big game for the Bruins there at defensive back if they can get some pressure there.
All right. UCLA versus LSU. Definitely check it out. At the Rose Bowl, if you're in LA, go on and head down to Pasadena. Why not? It's going to be a nice day. California, obviously. I'm sure there's still tickets available. It's, you know, COVID situation or whatever the case may be. I'm trying to figure out where it's it's going to be on Fox. So if you're at home watching, that's where you can catch it. Starts at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. So you do not want to miss it. I will be sitting somewhere watching it, whether it be at a restaurant or my couch. I will be tuned in for sure. Coming up next, we will dive into Purdue versus OSU and Stanford versus Kansas State. I cannot wait. But before that, I think you should know about a good treat, which could easily be a good treat for you to have during your game watching. Built Bar has a lot of delicious flavors. It's super healthy. Really, there's no reason why you should not try this. They have about 9 different flavors, from coconut to cherry barcia to raspberry, strawberry, orange, all these different flavors. You definitely have to try them. If you're someone who likes to be adventurous and try out every one of them, then you would want to get the mix box where you'll get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams net carbs. So amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. And then a little fun fact is Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. So, you know, if it's good enough for the U.S. track and field team, the team that was breaking records in the Olympics, then it's definitely good for you. go to built.com, builtbar.com, and use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off on your order. All right, Brian, we're diving into Purdue versus OSU. Now, Oregon State, okay, we've already labeled them as a team as most likely to upset. I don't know a whole lot about Purdue going into this season. Do you feel like Oregon State can come out of this game with a win?
I do. I think this is a game that Oregon State really needs to show out in, regardless of whether they get the win or not. I think this is a chance for them to show what they've been doing and what they've been building to. You know, I think there's a lot of positive momentum under new coach. I guess he's not really new that much anymore, Jonathan Smith. But this is a team that I really think, you know, could cause a stir in the Pac-12 North. It'll be exciting to see Jack Plummer will be starting at quarterback for Purdue, while his brother, Will Plummer, is going to start for Arizona. So that's kind of a weird little crossover with this game. Not exactly against each other, but like same time. That's kind of cool.
I think it's real cool. We're making connections here. How it connects to the Pac-12 matters. And we'll be talking with Michael, or we have already talked with Michael, actually. I'm tripping. about Arizona and what they can expect. Granted, it's not a lot, but, you know, trying to hold on to any hope that they can.
Yeah. And this is, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how Oregon State replaces Jamar Jefferson. You know, he was a talented rusher from last year, but they do have a lot of production there at the wide receiver position that I think will be, you know, will be out to perform. You know, who starts at quarterback is really the question, I think, for Oregon State, because they've had some injuries throughout camp. So you'll have to wait and see with that one.
I hate the wait and see, but at the same time, it gives some anticipation. Like, okay, we have something to look forward to. We don't know what's happening here. I'm sure Oregon State Beaver fans are sitting on the edge of their seats waiting to hear this news and see how, you know, they fare out against Purdue. Now, Stanford is facing Kansas State. They will be heading to Texas to play this game, which is, you know, right now I have some thoughts about Texas that I'm going to keep to myself, because they're not the nicest about that state, but nonetheless, football in that state is always great. Always a great crowd. I wonder if it's going to pull in as great of a crowd, considering neither one of the schools are a Texas school, but what are your thoughts about Stanford facing Kansas State?
You have to think that Kansas State's going to travel well to that game, and Stanford just having a nationwide alumni, you hope that they'll show up or make the trips. Everything is kind of tenuous these days with COVID out there, just hanging over everything like a rusty saucepan about to drop on your head when you're cooking. But I do think that this is a very important game for Stanford. You know, we've heard that they're going to play both quarterbacks, not really sure who's going to start. Between Tanner McKee and Jack West, but they're both going to see time, which is a kind of wild situation to be stepping into. And I think, you know, when you're playing against a team like Kansas State under Chris Klieman, who's seen and shown some success at times with that program, they have a propensity to knock off bigger programs or more highly respected programs, might be a better way to put it.
Okay. But
this is not a team that, you know, Stanford's going to overlook. It's David Shaw, and he takes all this seriously. Now, is he going to have those guys ready to go? Are they going to be ready to go physically? That's going to be the real question.
So many questions, so little answers.
Exciting. I love this. Yeah. I love having questions with no answers. Makes me think.
One of the things we've discussed when it comes to Stanford is them being brilliant barbarians. Do you feel like that's giving them an edge up on Kansas State? Not to say that, you know, Kansas State can be brilliant as well, but like, you know, Stanford's coming with not only the physical attributes, but the brains and knowledge of like knowing the game and kind of looking and dissecting it differently than some of their opponents.
I think what it is it's guys like, you know, Ben Jurasek and Tucker Fisk, who are tough, smart, physical guys that play positions like running or fullback, I should say, and tight end that really give Stanford that edge. You know, obviously, we've talked a lot about how talented they are up front on the offensive line. And there's a lot of returning guys up there with Barrett Miller, Brenson Bragg, Walter Rouse, all those returners to anchor that offensive line. But I think that's really where Stanford can distinguish themselves with that brilliant Barbarians moniker. We've also seen Houston Haimuli get named as a captain. So that's a big impact player right there, and a guy that's been in the program that's well-respected. Another representation of that brilliant Barbarians moniker. So I think that's where it really comes into play. And then we'll have to find out if David Shaw was telling us the truth with that improved defense.
All right. Well, coming up next, we are going to just do a quick run through Oregon, UW, and Cal and their opponents and what to expect. But it's very clear, you guys, it's that time of year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. So as always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. Be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo equals make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th season opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and using promo code NFL100. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. Make sure you use promo code Locked On to take advantage of all the goodies and perks that are provided for you. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. Okay, Brian, so we couldn't leave this week without discussing some of these top schools that their opponent may seem easy, but we still need to discuss, you know, just the fact that they're opening and give a slight preview or even just talking about the implications of their opening game. We're going to start with Oregon versus Fresno State. We've already mapped out that Oregon is that team to beat in the Pac-12, let alone for any other conferences to face. Fresno State, not necessarily the caliber of team that Oregon has to be concerned about, but something we've continued to discuss is that no one should be letting off the gas just because a team doesn't seem as difficult as another team. So when it comes to this Oregon versus Fresno State game, what are some key things we're looking for?
I think from Oregon, it's execution, right? You know, you're introducing a new starter with Anthony Brown at the quarterback position. So you want to see what he has to do. Are you going to get ahead on them enough to see some Ty Thompson and maybe in the second half? You want to see guys like CJ Verdell, Travis Dye, the forgotten man in my world, like apparently Mr. CJ Verdell. You want to see if they actually, you know, come out and execute like they have in years past, and if they can set the tone and be explosive. I think the quicker Oregon puts points on the board, the better it is for the Ducks. That way you can start to get to a little bit more of your depth and see some guys like Jalen Redd come into play and show what he's capable of. You know, we've heard a lot about the newcomers into camp on the offensive line. Are you going to get those guys some time up front? You know, they have some good starters there already. How much can you increase your depth while you're playing a team like Fresno State? And really, how, you know, Fresno State's a team that's gotten a lot of Power 5 transfers into the program. There's a former Washington quarterback, former Washington wide receiver, former Utah running back, all in that roster. So are they good enough to really give Oregon a game, or does Oregon really blow them out like we expect they should? You know, how does Kayvon Thibodeau play out? He's been talking a lot about NILs and everything else and Heisman potential. Does he have a Heisman moment in that first game? There's plenty of intrigue in terms of like, okay, let's see how good Oregon really, you know, how good is your good if you're Oregon?
That's probably going to be the case. We're going to see how well they do against the team that they know they're going to be, if that makes sense. The next team that we want to discuss is Washington versus Montana. This matchup has happened 19 times and the Huskies have won 17 of those times. So this is another one where it's kind of clear, you know, this is not necessarily a game that's going to sharpen UW more than what they've already probably been doing in practice themselves, but it is giving some game time reps. And more than anything, you can't really emulate those even when you're trying within a, you know, scrimmage within each other. So what can Washington take out of this matchup?
Well, I think it's, you know, how does your tight end position settle in? Because they got so many guys there that really compete, you know, Cade Otton leading the way. But how does it settle itself in terms of, you know, the U or the move tight end versus the H or the up back tight end, you know, that kind of thing? Are you going to see some Sam Heward in this first game? The highly touted incoming freshman, you know, Dylan Morris has been incredibly consistent throughout camp. And then, you know, what do you see at the tailback position between Richard Newton and Cameron Davis? Does one of those guys step up and establish himself? You know, I think we're going to see some really strong football from our guy, Edwifuan Olofosio. I botched it again. What else is new? I'm going to get it. I promise, my man, E. But Trent McDuffie, too, one of our favorites from Pac-12 Media Days. Excited to see him play as well. But the biggest thing is it's just how do you introduce some of those new incoming transfers. Radley Hiles is a guy that I think a lot of people are really curious to see what Buki's able to do, you know, in a Washington uniform coming from Oklahoma. So that's going to be the big part of it. This is going to be like Utah and Weber State, right? Like it's not going to be a close game. Or at least if you're a Washington fan, you're hoping it's not close.
So those two teams, again, top of the Pac-12, expected to do really well. No surprises there that their opening opponents just aren't going to necessarily be a challenge for them. But Cal versus Nevada, something's telling me that game will be a little more interesting than the other two. Am I right or am I wrong, Brian?
No, I think you're right. I think there's a lot of intrigue with this game because, you know, there's a couple different reasons, right? Nevada has been practicing in the Bay Area because of all the smoke stuff going on. You know, that's an interesting part about it for me. Does that give them any kind of an edge? Probably not. But this is a Bears team that we've talked about a lot, right? Like a team, okay, how good are they really? You know, what are they going to show out? What's, you know, Chase Garbers, is he going to stay healthy? Is he really going to be the quarterback that some people claim, me, he can be? That's the interesting part about it, right? I think, you know, for Nevada, they're bringing in a strong squad from the Mountain West. You know, good head coach there. They've made a lot of strides and some improvements. How do they fare against a team? We've seen in the past that these higher level G5 teams really, really bring a lot of effort and energy to these games because they want to show that they're there to compete. So how does Cal handle that initially in their first game of the season where you're going to see some mistakes?
For sure. And I mean, just to give a little more insight on Nevada, they are bringing back a bunch of starters and returners from last season, including their quarterback, Carson Strong, who was the Mountain West Player of the Year last season. So I don't think this is a team that Cal can let up on at all. This is going to be a good matchup. Cal would want to walk away with this W for sure. Starting off with a losing season is not going to be pretty for Cal. Their schedule isn't light at all, and they're already not expected to do so well in this season. So they're out of most of these schools, Cal and UCLA are probably Stanford as well. And I would probably even say Oregon State have a little bit of a tougher situation in their opening game. But nonetheless, we're rooting for the Pac-12 schools. Excited to see Pac-12 play all weekend. And we will for sure be providing recaps next week and more previews going into the next week. So this is the space that you want to be at. Locked On Pac-12. We're providing you with everything you need to know for the Conference of Champions all season long. If you are interested in betting, it doesn't have to be a guessing game anymore. You can get help. Where are you going to get help at? Locked On Bets podcast, duh. It's hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. So follow the Locked On Bets podcast, brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. Also follow Locked On Pac-12 and Locked On Youth podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. And follow along on Twitter at LO_Pac-12. We are in action. Brian and I are for sure going to be tweeting along this weekend, providing you with insight about what's going on with these games, giving you some live commentary. You know, Brian comes with all the jokes, so be prepared for that.
And I might actually try to throw some football observations in there for once. Who knows?
Well, that works too. You'll
see lots of food pics. I promise you that.
Well, that, you know, that's what we're here for. We want to see the food. Definitely share that on the Locked On Pac-12 page. So if you're not following, go ahead and follow. We are uploading most of the shows via Twitter on Locked On Pac-12. So make sure you follow. Other than that, you make sure you check out the Locked On Network for all your sports needs.